some friendly moss. Happy with the spider John Creepy Corn, living on a high-rise boundary stone. Said the little sorceress, climbed up the fast way leading to heaven. Pulled down by the fast lane leading to heaven. When something says stop, it's time to give up and ask yourself how you feel.
Out of the water, your future is exposed. Driving out and on to where you don't know. And the fire in her eyes said, cut out.
All that you are, my pain, turns green.
horses and the carriage clock to amputate the few. You saw the death of Joan of Arc. There's nothing she could do with no horses or carriage clock. It's do those things for you.
And so, gentlemen, this brings me on to my final point of this lecture. When we consider the diminishing role of America in world affairs as the last great colonial power, and the lack of any great counterpart, say the Russian Republic or the Ukraine, any of the members of the CIS currently in some disarray, there's a power vacuum into which I would surmise no nation, or indeed group of nations, united or otherwise, will step. Rather, the coming decade shall be the decade of the multinational corporation, during which I foresee them extending their influence over international economic policy and completing their exploitation, nay, rape, of the Third World. And in the light of these changes, gentlemen, might I suggest that we repair to that most enduring of our institutions, the great British pub.
Excuse me. Patiky, fake man. Crush his bones as hard as you can. Ground them down with acid and steel. Prepare the table for a sumptuous meal. Gather the host whose lust for blood gave Vlad the Impaler the right, the must, to maim and kill in terrible ways, impaled by stakes like galleries. He hung white flesh on crimson trunk, the crow did watch the wolf he slunk, and nailed their hats on pompous heads, the blood the man became obsessed, and handed down to those on high the lust for blood and tyrannized. You, your children, your wife, your friends, to do and taste as he did.